From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. After two California Democrats advanced in last year's open U.S. Senate primary, some pundits think that could happen again in the 2018 governor's race. But one expert insists that won't happen, and he's willing to put his dignity on the line. Ben Adler reports from Sacramento.
At 1 a.m. on the night of last June's primary, California's most prominent political data guru stood naked outside the state capitol.
I said that there was no chance that two Democrats would make the runoff.
If they did, Paul Mitchell had vowed to streak around the capitol.
And so I stripped down and did a quick lap.
Now, with three Republicans joining four Democrats in the race to replace termed-out Governor Jerry Brown next year, there's speculation the GOP could get shut out of the runoff again. Mitchell says, no way.
Kind of like if you're playing poker and your opponent hits royal flush, you're going to start thinking every hand, oh my gosh, maybe they have royal flush again. But the reality is, it's very, very, very unlikely that that event will happen again.
Last year, California Democrats had their strongest primary turnout advantage ever. Their presidential race was still competitive, while Donald Trump had already sewn up the Republican nomination. Mitchell says that won't replicate in 2018. In fact, the edge in midterm years historically goes to the GOP. And so,
I'll do the bet again. Yeah, absolutely.
At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Well, unpaid traffic fines are no longer a reason to lose your California driver's license. That under a provision signed into law as part of the state budget package. Opponents of the policy change argued that the consequence of losing a driver's license is what compels people to pay traffic fines and fees. But Mike Harold with the Western Center on Law and Poverty disagrees. His group co-sponsored the bill. Harold says many low-income Californians cannot pay interest accruing on the fine, let alone the fine itself.
There's no evidence that suspending licenses actually increases the amount of revenue we collect. In fact, the opposite may be true. When people get their license suspended, they often lose their jobs and then have trouble finding a new job.
According to the DMV, 488,000 Californians currently have a suspended license as a result of either unpaid fines for traffic violations or a failure to appear in court. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.